This week I came across kind of like a rant from an artist named Nicholas A. Draper Ivy. His Instagram account is Nicholas Draper Ivy, NicolasDraperEyvey. I'll put it in the description down below. But I want to read this and just kind of comment on how I feel it reflects on my life. I just think it was really powerful, and I think it's really important. It's something I wanted to share with you. So these are his exact words. He had posted this as an Instagram story. So I'll just read it exactly the way he put it. I really can't be accessible to people anymore. My time is more valuable to me than maintaining a friendship. I must keep working, no matter what. No, everything in moderation either. None of that. All or nothing. I have to do my work. I have to fulfill my purpose. If you're not always working, I can't be associated with you. You'll drag me down and waste my time, and at this point in my life, I literally can't afford that. I have to make better choices, and those choices don't include wasting time making friends. I must do my work. Plus, if I do go out, I like going out alone and spending time by myself. That's why you rarely see me with anyone, especially on Instagram. I have a small handful of friends in real life by choice, and most of them are hard workers and don't need me to catch up with them to know that I still care about them. I guess I just hate being in places for extended periods of time without working. It actually kills me. A vein literally grows on the side of my head and my eyes turn red. Sometimes I make jokes to try to calm myself down, but in reality, I hate every moment that I'm not in the zone, and I hate people that don't understand it. So let me share now what exactly I feel like that I can click with that makes sense to me. The first part here is it says I must keep working no matter what. That's definitely where I'm at right now. Like I don't know, something's like come over me recently where I feel like I just have to be productive like constantly. And it feels great. It feels tremendous to be sketching a lot as much as I possibly can, or doing this podcast, or talking to people in DMs or whatever. Like I just, it's like a huge, huge, huge priority. It's my biggest, outside of my family and work, it is my priority. And then he goes on to say, no, everything in moderation either. That makes total sense to me. No, everything in moderation either. None of that. All or nothing. I have to do my work. That's how I've always been, no, like I've always been all or nothing. And I mean, so many areas of my life, it's all or nothing. And like I've judged that, and people have, I mean, in my field, judge that and say it's okay to do things in moderation or do a little bit of this and that. And I do better when I do all or nothing. That's how I normally function. I have to do my work. I have to fulfill my purpose. That's what he said. Man, like recently I feel like I've finally found a purpose. I mean, I think ever since I turned 30, and I know I have some dads that are listening right now that are over 30. I don't know about you guys, but when I hit 30, I fucking panicked because I was not accomplishing anything in my life. I mean, having a wife and kids is an accomplishment, but it's not like, it's just not the same as, and I hope you guys understand that. I might sound like a dick, but it's not like, it's not the same as creating, a story in a comic. And I'm not saying, I mean, obviously having a wife and kids is more important and better, but creating it fulfills something like deep within me. And it's like, if I have a purpose in life, I think creating and connecting with people, and I feel like that's kind of like I'm getting there. I think I'm getting closer to what that purpose might be. I don't really believe there's a bigger purpose for me besides what I make of it, but like I feel like I'm finally getting there. Yeah, when I hit 30, man, I went into a panic. I kind of freaked out. I dabbled in a bunch of stuff, in in different areas, really not even through art. And then over the past 7 years, I'm 37 now, over the past 7 years, I feel like I've gotten closer and closer and closer to what I'm really passionate about and excited about. And I feel like I'm finally getting there, and it's becoming very clear. My motivation level is like skyrocketing. And so I feel like I'm finally getting there. He goes on to say, if you're not always working, I can't be associated with you. You'll drag me down and waste my time. And at this point in my life, I literally can't afford that. I think he can't afford that probably for financial reasons. He's an artist. For me, it's like a time thing. Like I don't want to waste time. And dick around like, and just hang out with people. Like the last time I hung out with someone, we were drawing, I think. Yeah. Yeah. The last time I hung out with someone, actually, I recorded it, and it's on my YouTube channel. It's me and Jeremy Johnson. His name's on Instagram is Color Lab. He came over, we hung out, we drew, we recorded, and we chit-chatted, and I made content out of it. That sounds bad, but we weren't just hanging out like it was a thing. We made content, we drew, he gave me tips, shared ideas. It was great. We weren't just like hanging out and dicking around. Those days are over. I don't want to go back to those at all. There's one friend I have that I might. We've been friends, like best friends since high school. I haven't seen him in a while, but if we just hung out and like drank together and chit-chatted, that'd be cool. But beyond that, I just don't think I'm done with that. Like I have no interest in that whatsoever. And the thought of it, I think, is kind of annoying. Yeah, if he says, if you're not always working, I can't be associated with you. Yeah, I want to be with people that are like working now. When, if you watch my B-Dog and J-Prime series, in episode 3, Brendan and I discuss, before episode 3, he blew off this convention and it pissed me off. Like he has every right to choose to blow off a convention, but it really upset me because it's like, you're not putting the work in. He doesn't have to. It's his choice. But I knew I was putting the work in for him, you know, with him. And he blew it off. And it pissed me. It really made me mad. Like, I want to be with... And he's not doing that shit anymore. I feel like he's made a big turn in his goals, like his direction, his drive. So talking with him is an absolute treat. It's a delight to have someone that I can talk to and we know what's up. Like he knows where I'm at, I know where he's at, and we have a cool relationship right now. Don't fuck it up, Brendan. He says, you'll drag me down and waste my time, and at this point I got that already, sorry. And then he says, I must do my work. And he had a period between each word. It's I must do my work. I know the people that are listening to this, like you get that. I get that. I must do my work. I love that. It's so simple. But it's like everything right now. For me right now, it's everything. I'm thriving on it. Like I feel good. And I'm happy. Like I'm happier. I think I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. Besides when I was like 12 playing Little League and fucking dominating on the mound. Dominating. Beyond that, I think this is the happiest, most fulfilled I've been in my life. And I don't feel like I've accomplished much, but the process, you know, I'm really enjoying the process of what I'm doing right now. All right, he says, I have a small handful of friends in real life by choice. Yeah, me too. I'm kind of an introvert anyway, so that works out, but at this point, I'm consciously choosing. I don't want any friends. Coworkers are fine. I don't really hang out with coworkers after work or anything like that. Even during, like, my coworkers are getting together for a lunch thing for someone's birthday tomorrow. And they email me to invite me. And I'm like, I just said, nah. I wasn't a dick about it, but I'm like, I'll pass. That's time I could be using for a lunchtime request or practicing fundamentals or whatever, but not chit-chatting. Does that make me a dick? I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. Let's see. He says his small group of friends, most of them are hard workers and don't need him to catch up with them to know that they still care. Yeah, the friends I have right now, and there's really two or three in particular that I'm thinking about that I really, that's all that's left is like they know what's up. I know what's up with them. They know what's up with me. It's not, no one's taking offense to a damn thing. It's like we know where we're at in life. I had one friend. There was one friend I was really close with, and we kind of split ways once I had kids. Like it just, he was single and wasn't going anywhere with, I don't know. It's just once you have kids, like I don't know. It changes, you know. It's hard to hang out with your friends that are still single and without kids. Like you can't just hang out and play video games. I mean, I could, but that makes me a shitty dad and a shitty husband, and that's not what I want. He says, I guess I just hate being in places for extended periods of time without working. It actually kills me. Yeah, like that. I've been feeling that a lot recently. Like, if I'm right, tonight, I was upstairs with my wife hanging out watching Love on Netflix. And I knew she'd want to hang out, and I want to hang out with her, but I know that I don't get work done as much when I'm hanging out with her, and it fucking kills me. When I'm at work for 8 hours a day, I can't get done what I want to get done, obviously, because I'm working, and it's like my thoughts are on art. Everywhere I go, it's like the weekends, actually, it's crazy. The weekend's the hardest time. I get less done on the weekdays. I'm sorry, weekend days. Because I have my kids, you know, and I don't do any art at all. That's like family time. On the weekend nights, that's where I get a ton of shit done. But the weekend during the days when my kids are awake, like I think about drawing and I want to draw, but I can't. So it's like I want to work, I want to work, I want to work. And it's, I have to like put those thoughts aside, hang out with, you know, really make that conscious choice to be a present parent, which is not always easy. Hopefully you guys can relate to that. But it's like I want to produce art, not more people. It says, I hate every moment that I'm not in the zone. Yeah, man, being in the zone feels fantastic. And I don't even think I've fully gotten to the zone I know I can get to. But being in the zone, just it's such a fulfilling, fun, creative, powerful feeling. I love it. So, I don't know, the things he says, like, it makes sense to me. I think, well, I'll give a final thought here. So, final thought, unscripted. Well, none of this was scripted, but I don't know where I'm gonna go with this, so I'm just gonna kind of talk. Final thoughts, yeah, like, my drive right now is at an all-time high. Today, I did not complete a drawing because I was really busy at work, came home, did the kid thing. And then when the kids were asleep, did the wife thing. And I literally like, so I didn't finish anything. It fucking drives me nuts. I can't stand it. And plus, I mean, I didn't finish any drawings, which kills me. But then I also didn't do any podcasting. I didn't do any video editing, nothing. Like nothing got uploaded at all today or completed. And it got me really, really antsy. So I was, my wife fell asleep at like 10, I think. Right now it's almost 10:30. She fell asleep at 10, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna lay down. I'll watch some comedians in cars getting coffee. I like that show a lot. I kind of have that in the background sometimes, and just, you know, like give myself a night to relax. I watched like 5 minutes, and I'm like, nope, gotta get up. I have to get something done. I don't want to like have a day where I don't complete something. And then I hung out with my wife the past 2 nights too, which is cool. But that urge, that itch, it's building, you know? So I had to come down here. So just to give you the full picture, I read some podcasting tips, and one of them was to help cancel out background noise, to put a like a blanket over your head and over the microphone. So if you were to walk in right now, if my wife were to walk in right now, she would see me with a blanket over my head and over the computer, kind of like I'm looking at like a replay booth, like an NFL replay booth, you know? I probably look ridiculous. I even put earbuds in my on right now, even though I don't need them, just to kind of cancel out noise and focus. So yeah, she'd walk into a pretty funny sight right now. And I wouldn't even hear because I have the earbuds in. I just check right now. She's not there. But yeah, I mean, like, that's where I'm at. I just, and what's funny is I'm also, as I think about, like, I want to create, but I think about, like, there's people that are listening right now, or that will be listening to this, and I want to give you guys content that's valuable, and I want to reflect on my own process for me, but also for you. You know, and like I want to meet that goal. I have these bigger goals in mind, and I don't want to take a night off. I just like I don't want to take a night off. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So that artist, Nicholas Draper Ivy, give him a follow. His work ethic is real high. It's impressive. Talented artist as well, and I love that. Like it's hard to like. It was cool, that little rant, that little story, Instagram stories rant, gave words to thoughts I didn't know I had, you know? He really, when I read that, I was like, oh yeah, I get that, and that kind of speaks to what I'm going through, what I feel. So it's nice when artists speak up like that and give you the language you didn't know you were missing. So thanks for listening. Tomorrow night I'll be, actually the next 2 nights I'll be talking to people. I can't wait. Productive.